Every community needs a place where people feel welcome. Somewhere they can bring their family, be entertained, enjoy a good meal, and share a table with great company. Orillia proudly has its strong community anchor, Cowchiching Craft Brewing Company. Spearheaded by several local shareholders, the brewery came together with the common purpose of building a local hub for Orillians to meet and enjoy a pint. Beer is the bread and butter of the business, but more importantly, it's about fostering a place for everyone to have a great time. It's a unique ownership cooperative consisting of some familiar faces you may have seen around town. Bob Robinson and Jenny May Banks have had their roots planted here for the last 2 decades. We love Orillia for its people and natural resources. We wanted to be part of its dynamic and growing downtown and felt that a craft brewery would be a great addition as a gathering place for people to meet, celebrate and enjoy live music and entertainment, Robinson and Banks said. Dennis and Leanne Lee were the former owners of Lackley Pharmacy. We were sold on the vision of having a craft brewery as an anchor in our vibrant downtown, and being able to bring it to life in a historical building holds special meaning for us also, the Lee said. Dr. Bill Tillman is a local doctor and Gil Tillman is a life coach, philanthropist and community volunteer. Dr. Matthew Miller is the owner of Miller Health, born and raised in the area. They all found common ground in creating a place to gather, socialize and enjoy the best Orillia offers. For being such a relative newcomer to the Ontario brewing scene, Cowchiching Craft Brewing has already made a name for itself with several award-winning brews under their belt. They won bronze at the 2023 Canadian Brewing Awards for their Black River Stout. That same beer won gold at the 2023 Ontario Brewing Awards, and Cowchiching's Atherley Pale Ale received silver in the Best British Bitter category. Rarely will a craft brewery hit the ground running at the pace that Cowchiching Craft Brewing Company has. You'll always find their core beers, like the Sunshine City Blonde Ale, Black River Stout, and Meadow Haze IPA, including some weekly small-batch seasonal beers. Cowchiching's fan-favorite Perch Pale Ale will return once again in time for the Orillia Perch Festival later this. Since the late 1800s, their building has undergone many transformations. It has been home to a blacksmith, a stable, an auto dealer, an ice cream factory and a printing company. After an extensive renovation in 2017, the owners were able to preserve some of the core features of the building, like repurposing the original floorboards as tables in the taproom. Those historic walls stand to this day, now as a local hub for beer, food, music and entertainment. Inside Cowchiching Brewing's taproom, you'll find 12 taps rotating weekly, so there's always something new to try. There's a full schedule of events every month at the brewery and taproom, whether it's live music, trivia, comedy nights or beer and cheese tastings. In the warmer months, the sprawling patio brings thirsty travelers from near and far, and with a rooftop garden, they grow some of the produce they use in the kitchen for a true roof-to-table dining experience. What brings people into Cowchiching Brewing Company might be the award-winning beer, but what keeps them coming back is that sense of connection with the community. After one visit to the brewery, it's easy to see why so many people make Cowchiching Brewing Company their favorite spot. Check out Cowchiching Brewing Company's taproom for great eats, amazing local craft beer, and some of the best local entertainment in Orillia. They're at 162 Mississauga Street East, Orillia, or visit cowchichingbrewing.com.